Chapter 3. What had she gotten herself into? She wanted a normal life, but what good was that if she was killed in the process? But she had to try. She had to trust that Tombi would protect her. Grandma Tia had been no help, and no matter how many spells and strips of paper she burned under the full moon, nothing changed. If anything, her hearing grew stronger, more disruptive. Tombi nodded.
Great. We begin now.
Hope bubbled through her like uncorked champagne on New Year's Eve. She was about to start a new life, do all those things she'd longed to do. Get a real job, be around people, and relate normally. Simple acts most people took for granted. He turned and beckoned her to follow. Where are we going? She asked happily. No waiting for the full moon this time. Hope had arisen right here in the mid-afternoon sunshine. Is there a special place for a spell? Like an energy vortex or something? She hurried along the path. He shot an incredulous look over his shoulder.
What are you babbling about?
I'm curious how you're going to do this. I think Grandma Tia never helped me because she didn't know how, though she would never admit it.
We aren't casting any spells.
Are you taking me to a special healer, then? Like a shaman? He sighed loudly and planted his feet so abruptly she plowed into his back. He turned and studied her.
We're going to my camp so you can meet the other hunters. I want to know who that betrayer is, if there is one.
Annie's eyes narrowed. So you won't help me until I help you first?
That's right.
Worry quickly overcame her frustration. But what if I can't pick up anything from them?
You will, he said confidently. I'm the best in the group at controlling my energy, yet you picked up the drumming.
But it was only a drumming sound. Nothing good or bad about it, she protested.
True, but it picked up something of my nature. A primitive beat passed down through my ancestry.
Don't get your hopes up, she muttered, picking her way carefully through the prickly saw palmettos and dense underbrush. Tombi kept a slower pace today, albeit still a brisk one. Tell me about these other hunters.